Alan McConnell, assistant coach at the GWS Giants. Thanks for joining us, mate. I believe it's the first time in the club's history unchanged leading into tonight's game.
Yeah, we've had a few occasions in the past where we've probably looked to go around down that path, but circumstances have required a change. So it certainly is the first time that's occurred.
It could be a night of firsts here at Domain Stadium. The club hasn't won here before. Are you hoping to break that duck tonight?
Yeah, we'd certainly like to go home with the chocolates. It's there's been a lot of hype over the course of the week, and game days, every day is different. And the reality is, our history here hasn't been great, so we're looking to make amends for that.
The Dockers haven't won a game this season just yet. They're going to be just as desperate for the 4 points. What are you expecting from them tonight?
Yeah, look, watching their games, in our analysis over the last couple of weeks, I think that their form's certainly been on the turn a little bit. They probably adjusted things a little bit over the last couple of weeks, playing a bit more defensive footy. So we're expecting it to be pretty tough in the trenches. And, I think it was alluded to in today's press that, the game will be won and lost probably around the ball.
How important is it to back up last week's 75-point drubbing of the reigning triple premiers, no less?
Look, it's good. It's important to turn up every week. That's the bottom line. And that still is our challenge. We historically haven't been able to do that. And, we know where we're at. As I said, there's been plenty of hype in the last week or so. But the reality is you've got to come to play every time. And if you don't, the competition's tough enough that you get your pants pulled down if you don't.
Rory Lobb was outstanding last week. He seems to be hitting his straps this year. And a few other WA boys playing good footy as well for you guys. I suppose they're pretty excited to be back here at Domain Stadium.
Yeah. Our WA boys live a long way from home. It is a great opportunity for them to come home, catch up and with family and friends, and also strut their stuff on the stage in front of those people. Rory's had a fabulous pre-season. Came back early of his own volition and is showing the rewards for that with his form over the last 6 weeks.
Cam McCarthy's another one. Are you confident he'll be back playing in Giants colours soon, or could he be back over here in a Dockers or Eagles jumper?
Look, the truth is the most important thing is Cam's healthy and well, and outside that, what'll be will be. You're actually talking to the wrong person if you're looking for some inside goss on Cam. I'm sure a few of his teammates have made contact with him over the last few days, and time will tell how that all plays out.
Jeremy Cameron's been kicking goals since returning from suspension. He hasn't been getting a whole lot of the footy, though. Is he doing his job for the team, or would you like a little bit more from Jeremy?
Yeah, look, we would like Jeremy to get a bit more of the ball, but historically, if you look at his career, that's how it's played out. He's never been a high-possession winner, but certainly we'd like him to have a bit more of an influence in that space, and hopefully that's what he brings tonight.
Alan, thanks for joining us on 6PR Football.
Cheers, mate.